The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Okay. Great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to have a fan favorite on the show, none other than Brooks Kubik. And Brooks is going to be talking about the top 10 amazing feats of strength that have been performed by some old-time strongmen, but not the ones you think. These guys are probably relatively unknown and relegated to the dark corners of physical culture, but have done some amazing things. We're going to be talking about that today. And then during the second hour, we're having, by popular demand, Jim Marlowe back on. Many of you loved his interview about eating complementary to your metabolism. We're going to get into the three different types of metabolic types, if you will, what he likes to call the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. This will be part one. We're going to be talking about carbohydrate-centric or carbohydrate-preferential people. And then we'll do mixed type and protein type in two subsequent interviews. Before we get started, I have to give my good friend, Dr. Andrew, a shout-out. He has a great blog post today at Supversity, supversity.blogspot.com. And he is showcasing Johan Otterstrom, who has been on the show, showcased by us for being a superhuman, but more importantly, because Johan lost over 120 pounds to be the superhuman that he is today. Go to Dr. Andrew's blog. Go to subversity.blogspot.com today and read about Johan Otterstrom. Okay. I think it's actually pronounced Otterstrom. I got it right during his interview. I know that. But the next guy's name I can say easily, Brooks Kubik. How you doing?
Hey, Carl. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This is I'm excited about today's show because, you know, when it comes to it, I'm really like a kid at heart, and I love this sort of stuff, feats of strength. I want to hear about the amazing things that strong human beings can do when given the incentive and the desire. And you came up with the reason for the idea for this show because you've discovered a lot of these feats of strength by relatively unknown strongmen, the guys who weren't on the top of the heap, so to speak, whose names would come to your tongue immediately when you think about strongmen, right?
Absolutely. One of the really interesting things about what I call the iron game back in the teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s is that there were a lot of guys who were really, really strong and really, really good at very unusual things. In some cases, bizarre pet lifts or pet feats of strength. A lot of guys had something they thought up that no one else maybe had ever done or would ever want to do or attempt to do, and they practiced and they got really, really good at this weird
this
stuff.
One thing, right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You know, some guys were, you know, real good all around lifters who also had pet feats of strength, but some guys, you know, seemed to have specialized in bizarre things. And what they would do, because weightlifting, weight training, the iron game was a very small community, a lot of them would write in to Strength and Health magazine, and they'd report on what they did. And one guy, a guy named Gord Venables.
Now, are we starting, we're doing the top 10. Are we starting with number 10 and working our way back to number 1?
Well, I actually found so many once we came up with the idea of the top 10.
Right.
I found so many I want to share. It's going to be more than
okay,
10.
Okay, great. That's even better. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So a guy named Gord Venables has the greatest job in the world. He's a weightlifting champ at the York Barbell Club. associate editor of Strength and Health magazine, and he runs a column called Incredible But True. And his job every month in the 30s and 40s was to get these letters from these guys that would send in reports of the great stuff that they'd done, and he'd write about them. And so what I like to do is go through the old issues of Strength and Health and just look at these, and I'm going to tell you, Carl, they're absolutely going to blow your mind. For example, ask me if there was anyone who was good at maybe sit-ups back then.
Okay, was there anybody good at sit-ups back then?
Good, you know, glad you asked that question. Johnny Moyer of Reading, Pennsylvania. I bet you never heard of Johnny Moyer.
Never, never.
He performed a sit-up with his feet held down with a 230-pound man standing on his chest.
Oh, come on. How can he... Wait. How can you do a sit-up if the guy is standing on your chest? Wouldn't the guy fall over?
The guy must have good balance.
Okay, so maybe he was standing up by his shoulders or something, you're saying.
Maybe they started the sit-up in the top position and went down and back up.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
I wasn't there. But that's a report of something from 1943 that Gord Venables thought qualified as incredible but true, and so do I. Give you another one from the same year. Friend of yours, fellow Brooklynite, been on the show, I believe, Dan Lurie?
Oh, sure. Dan's been on a few times, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, people have heard about him, but I thought I'd mention this one as well. 25 fully extended fingertip push-ups.
Wow.
Toes and fingers, body extended as far as possible, 25 consecutive push-ups in that form. That's, just try one.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
that's very, that's, very difficult.
That's pretty, pretty tough. Okay, now here's one. This is one that I strongly recommend you do not try. Okay?
Okay.
In other words, this is kids, don't try this one at home. Guy named Marty Kani, K-A-N-H-I, from St. Petersburg, Florida, back in 1943, decided to see if he could balance a heavy barbell on his forehead.
Okay.
Okay? Now, this was using, perhaps, I don't know, because I wasn't there. Maybe he was using one of those old globe barbells.
Oh, you mean the one with the big round balls at the end?
Yeah, maybe okay. He was using that. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if he had a hat on. I don't know how he did this. He writes in and says, I have balanced a 170-pound barbell on my forehead.
So is he laying down or is he standing up looking up at the sky?
He's standing up.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there was an old-time strongman named Milo Brin who did something similar in a stage act with weights balanced on his chin, which, again, that was something that was crazy and something that qualifies as, you know, don't try it at home. But to me, it's just fascinating that there were guys interested enough in these bizarre feats that, you know, they would actually want to do them. And do some pretty impressive performances.
But was there anybody there? I mean, how did they verify that this stuff was really being done the way they're saying it's being done?
There's really no way to verify. No way to verify. Now, one thing that you had going for you was weightlifting, weight training was a relatively small community back then. And if a guy was pitching the bull too much, he might very well get called on it. Someone might show up at his house and say, or his gym and say, you know, hey, I heard you can do such and so. Let's see you.
Yeah, because it takes – a lot of people could say a lot of things, especially we know that on the internet. There's a lot of guys who claim they deadlift 400 and 500 pounds that when you meet them, you realize, oh, my God, this guy's full of baloney.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there are other cases of guys who sent in reports that were published in the magazines. You know, these were guys who were – if not lifting champions, they were very good. They were in the top, you know, three or four in national competition. They, they had a lot of strength, and you know, people.
You had reason to believe them, in other words.
Yeah, they had people, you know, reason to believe it. And an example of that was a guy who was a 120-pound lifting champion, guy named Don Finelli from Washington, D.C.
Italian kid.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of... I'm going to give you a couple of Italian kids in the next minute. And the next one's from Brooklyn. Finelli, now remember, he weighs 120. He does a one-hand military press, perfectly straight up and down, complete military position with his body.
Right.
One-hand press with an 87.5-pound dumbbell.
That's impressive.
At 120. Yeah, I mean, if you do a percentage of, that's almost 90 pounds.
Right.
Which would be 75% of your body weight. So that's a 200-pound man doing a 150-pound military press.
Right. Or exactly. Right.
No 200-pound man has ever done anything like that. I mean, that is an incredibly strong arm and shoulder.
And you know what? And doing it one-armed is like doing a single-leg leg press. When the shoulder girdle is taken out, the movement is so much harder than doing two hands.
And they don't have a photo of him doing this, but they have a drawing. Apparently, the way he did it was the really, really hard way. He had his non-lifting hand at his side.
What would have been another way to do that?
Well, I do one-arm dumbbell presses, but I put the other arm, the non-lifting arm,
out.
I hold it out, and I hold it up at like shoulder level.
Yeah, to balance yourself a bit.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. But if you do it this way, with the arm at the side, just think about that. That is, you've got to have incredibly strong sides just to hold up under the force of pushing the dumbbell up.
Right, right.
Just to stay in position.
Right.
That reminds me, by the way, there was an article that Charles Smith wrote in a great series called Foundations of Power. Great, great title, which was in one of the Weider magazines in the 50s. And he had an article where he was talking about the one-arm dumbbell press.
Okay.
Not a side press or a bent press, but just the one-arm dumbbell press as a terrific exercise to build the obliques.
Oh, that makes perfect sense, because the obliques are resisting,
yeah,
keeping the body from caving in sideways.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So that was an interesting one. Now here's
wait, Brooks.
Go ahead.
We've gone over on this break by about a minute. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
So let's take a quick commercial break. Hold your thought on who you want to talk about when we come back. We're talking with Brooks Kubik about it started out as the top 10, but there's a lot more. Feats of strength by unknown strongmen, and you're going to be learning about them today. You can learn more about Brooks Kubik by going to his website, BrooksKubik.com. Learn about dinosaur training. Be strong like the dinosaurs. We'll be right back.
Shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground. Bang, bang.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation, because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4 sportlife.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
What up, y'all? Yeah. Soundtrack, what's poppin', baby?
Don't forget to visit OrbitNutrition.com daily for their daily specials. Mitch Muscle Mitch Barham, I like to call him. Mitch Barham is always blowing products out. You got to check back often. He's always got specials going on. Just look down to the left-hand side of the front page, and you'll see the daily deals link. Go there and see what you can cash in on today. My guest this hour is Brooke Kubik. Later in the show, we'll have Jim Marlowe on. Great show today. Okay, Brooks, I cut you off when we had to go into the break. Who was it that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I told you I wanted to talk about an Italian boy from Brooklyn.
Okay, I like that, because I'm an Italian boy from Brooklyn. Okay.
Yeah. Now, back in the day, a lot of guys had difficulty training at home and working their legs hard and heavy, because they didn't have squat stands, they didn't have power racks. How do you get a heavy barbell onto your shoulders for squats? What do you do? So guys came up with a lot of different interesting variations. One was a one-arm overhead squat with a dumbbell in your hand, going up
one
and down.
One-arm overhead, squat. So you're holding the bar like in a pressed position above you.
Exactly. It's like you press a dumbbell overhead.
Wow.
Your arms extended. Okay, now you're on your toes. You go up and down doing your squats that way, balanced on the toes. The arm stays straight throughout the whole movement. And you do the exercise one set with the right arm, and then you rest a bit. You do a second set with the left arm. Okay? Very difficult for the balance.
Oh, yeah.
It's a full range movement, works all the thigh and hip muscles all the way up and down, works your lower back because you have to, you know, keep that strong arched position, works your obliques, I mean, works your shoulders, all the stabilizers in the torso. Real tough exercise. And I mean, you know, just take a 25 or 30 or 40 pound dumbbell, put it overhead, and just try doing this. I mean, it is not easy, okay?
Right.
Well, maybe it was easy for some people, like Carmen Novo from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
He performed 7 one-arm deep knee bends with a 180-pound dumbbell.
Wow.
In his hand. And again, that's the dumbbell that is overhead, arm fully extended, up and down on
toes. I mean,
think
about the challenges, the physical challenge of keeping your torso straight while you're trying to squat up and down.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're looking for unusual exercises, secret exercises, exercises that build really freaky total body power. This is one of them. This is one of them, and listeners are hearing it right now. I don't think I've ever talked about this exercise before.
I've never heard of it.
It's not very well known, but boy, it's effective. Now, here's the fun part. He weighed 158 pounds.
So he's using a 180-pound dumbbell overhead at 158 pounds.
Yeah, for
holy
seven
mackerel.
Reps.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this guy, I don't know what he did for a living, but, you know, I was thinking, man, if he was a boxer or something, Jesus, Pete, that is incredible strength.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get punched by him, that's for sure.
No, not at all, or kicked.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about sit-ups earlier. Okay, here's a 56-year-old man, Alex Stewart, from Portland, Oregon. Weighs 135 pounds.
Okay.
Performs 23 consecutive sit-ups, holding a 50-pound dumbbell behind his head.
That's hard. A lot of people can do it with weight on their chest. I used to use a 45-pound plate on your chest, but
yep.
Leverages make it a lot easier than it sounds. But behind your head, that's hard.
That's really, really hard. And this, you know, 50 pounds and 135-pound body weight, I mean, that's more than one-third of his body weight.
Right.
I mean, you know.
How many did he do?
23.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and at age 56, and it's really interesting. I have never heard of Alex Stewart. Okay, now maybe if I was out in the Portland, Oregon area where he lived, I would have heard about him. I don't know, but I mean, I don't know if he's a guy who got to start late in life. I don't know if he was a guy who trained his whole life, but you know, doing that at age 56, back in the 40s, that's pretty significant.
Yeah. Now, I know that places like Jersey, because mm-hmm. of the steel pier and all that sort of stuff, they were hotbeds for strongmen acts. Were there other meccas for strongmen other than California and the East Coast, you know, New England area?
Well, actually, Portland, Oregon.
That's what I was getting at. I was wondering.
Yeah, Portland was a hotbed. Seattle had some good lifting. San Francisco, Oakland, the Los Angeles area, of course. Those were all hotbeds. The Chicago area had quite a bit of talent. There was a ton of lifting on the East Coast though.
Right.
The whole East Coast, you know, they just had powerhouses and many times the national championships were held on the East Coast. So, you know, if people were familiar with weightlifting anywhere, weightlifting, weight training, they were familiar with it there. Cleveland was another. Joe Raymond had a gym in Cleveland. He hosted a lot of national championships, and the interest in Cleveland was always quite high.
Yeah. Okay. So there were other meccas, obviously, besides the ones that we know of.
Yeah. And one thing, if I was able to go back in time, I'd go back and visit them all. Well, Carl, you asked about feats of strength where we had witnesses.
Right.
Okay, here's one. A guy named George Weber from, and you just previewed this very well, Beverly, New Jersey.
Okay.
George Weber weighs 125 pounds, and he is able to do a heel and neck support, meaning he puts his heels on one barbell.
Okay.
And the back of his neck,
right on, the
on
other
another.
One. So the cervical spine is working at this at that moment, and he planks basically.
Yeah, he's doing a back plank, so he's supporting his entire body weight in that position.
Right.
With a little bit of extra weight.
What's a little bit of extra weight?
225 pounds of national heavyweight lifting champion Steve Stanko standing on his chest.
Oh man, how far off the ground? First of all, was he?
The height of the barbell, which would have depended on how thick the plates were.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, but still, yeah. I was just trying to figure out how Steve Stanko got up there. To be honest with you,
it was probably 6 to 8 inches off the ground.
Yeah, and so he remained completely, I want to say erect, but not erect, but
straight,
and did not sag and touch the ground.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Imagine the stress on the cervical spine.
You know that again qualifies as one of those don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't try this at anywhere.
yeah, don't try it anywhere. But, you know, just thinking, this man must have been made out of nothing but iron and steel.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like you have normal bones or cartilage if you're able to do something like that. It's,
yeah.
You know, talk about a superhuman. Very freaky stuff. Got another strong guy from Camden, New Jersey. Pete Rowland does 31 arm presses with a thick-handled 102-pound dumbbell.
31 arm presses with a thick-handled 102-pound dumbbell?
Yes.
So this is kind of like the lift where you're leaning over. What do they call that? The bent over.
Side press.
Side.
Well, they said that the first 15 or so were good enough to be called military.
Wow.
So he does 15 or so pretty much straight up and down. And then as he gets tired, you know, because after you've done 15 or 16 or 17.
You get a little sloppier.
Yeah, you get a little bit sloppy, you know. But he keeps going for 30 reps.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, you know, and again, I'm thinking to myself.
Now, all of these appeared in that York Barbell article, that column? All of these?
Yeah. These are all taken out of the Incredible But True column.
Wow.
And again, you know, Pete Rowland, there are witnesses who reported this. There are, you know, there are a lot of lifters in New Jersey, and if the guy's BSing, someone's going to call him on
it. Sure. Now, did they have Guinness Book of World Record back then? They did, right?
I don't think so.
I gotta believe
Google search. When did that get into?
I will during the break. I'm gonna find out because I gotta believe these guys would have qualified for Guinness Book of World Records for some of these lifts.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the things that I'm sharing today, I've never heard of anybody doing that or you know doing as much. I mean, it's phenomenal. Do you have time for another one before a break?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a not a feat of strength, but a balancing feat. Have you ever heard of Blondin?
No. What is that?
Tightrope walker crossed Niagara Falls on a tightrope.
Really?
Yeah, and he did it not just once, but he did it more times than any other man.
And now, obviously, they use that long pole that helps them balance a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
the first time he did it, he went across with the pole, walking across Niagara Falls, but using the pole for balancing. The second time he did it, he was blindfolded.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. Now, frankly, you know, there were some guys who did theatrical work who were blindfolded, and they used something where, you know, it was a bit of gauzy, so you could see through it.
Right.
You know, I don't know, but on the other hand, you're probably doing this by feel anyway. So, you know, it's 1 foot, heel toe the whole way, I would imagine. You know, so maybe he did that. Another time he did it while he was shackled, in other words, hand irons and leg irons. He did it once, this is bizarre, in a sack with his, you know, in other words, feet in a sack like
right.
You're doing a sack race.
Right.
He did it once with a man on his shoulders. He did it with a wheelbarrow once, which actually, if you think about it, the wheelbarrow, particularly if it was grooved in the wheel,
right,
might have actually helped the balance a bit.
Right.
It's still an incredible thing. And the final time, he carried a table, a chair, a small stove, a frying pan, a little knapsack, and when he was halfway across, right over the middle of Niagara Falls, he cooks himself an egg, eats it, packs up, and continues.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Which led Gord Venables to write the worst joke in the history of Strength and Health magazine.
Which was?
It was the world's most balanced meal.
Okay. Ba-dum-bump.
Bad.
Ba-dum-bump. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, I'm going to look up during the break the Guinness Book of World Records, see when it started. And I've got someone to talk about, too.
Okay.
He's still alive, this guy. He's been around for quite a while now, but... we're talking about Brooks Cubic. You can learn more about him by going to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought after the teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Build muscles, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
S-T-E-D. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Wow, there was dead air there. What the heck? That's against the law on radio, man. Who did that? Anyway. All right, so 1954... August of 1954, to be exact, the Guinness Book of World Records began. Of course, why? Because the guy who ran the Guinness Brewery, Sir Hugh Beaver, that's right, his last name is Beaver, got into an argument when he was at a shooting party with someone else about which is the fastest bird, the golden plover or the grouse. And then he realized there's no way to conclude that because there's no records of what was the fastest bird. So one of the guys at the brewery introduced him to someone else who was a fact checker for an agency in London. And the guys got together and said, let's start something where we can record, you know, the fastest, greatest, biggest, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hence the Guinness Book of World Records was launched August of 1954. So when were these lifts taking place?
The ones I've been reporting are from the early 40s.
Yeah, so there you go. There was no Guinness Book of World Records. Or these guys could have absolutely, you know, It may, I know that this would be an arduous and difficult undertaking, but it would be wonderful to have these guys listed posthumously. Maybe we can get together and do some sort of a campaign. The problem with this is I have a feeling that being in the fact-checking business, they want more than just an article where someone said that somebody did this. It would have to be witnesses or at least multiple articles written by different people qualifying these feats of strength. But it would be wonderful.
I think that they've had a lot of back and forth and have had people in and then taken them out and so on. And it's perhaps a little bit like Wikipedia is nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It'd be interesting. One thing that I do in my my Legacy of Iron books, which are dramatizations of historical events in Iron Game history, starting in the late 30s, moving into the 40s, I use a lot of these types of incidents, stories like this, and I work them into the books. You know, which is my way of trying to preserve the memory of these people who, you know, otherwise their memory won't be preserved.
Right.
Now,
listen, Brooks, would you include me in one of your future books with one of these feats of strength that Carl Lenore, host of Supreme Radio, was able to lift a 180-pound dumbbell with one hand and ride a tricycle at the same time? How about that one?
Or tricycle's nothing. How about a unicycle?
There you go, unicycle, while wearing a G-string to make it even more difficult because I was embarrassed while I was doing it. How about that?
You know, there was a strong man named Clevio Massimo.
Okay.
Who had a show that he did, a strongman show, and he actually, he was an accomplished pianist. And so in his vaudeville act, he was playing the piano with his left hand and holding his hand balancing partner overhead with his right hand.
Wow.
Both men are in, you know, full evening dress.
Right.
And the guy that he's holding overhead while he's being held overhead is playing the violin upside down.
Oh, wait. He was upside down or the violin was upside down?
He was upside down. He's on his back, face
gotcha,
up.
Gotcha. Okay.
Playing the violin. The other guy is holding him overhead with one hand, playing the piano with the other hand. And I've got a photo of that.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Clevio Massimo was he was super strong.
Well, and they took strength and made it entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. And what they would do back then, people always thought the weights they used in their vaudeville shows, you know, I'm talking about the teens and 20s, they thought
fake.
The weights were fake.
Yeah.
So they did a lot of stunts where they'd actually lift or support human beings.
Right.
You know, for example, Clevio Massimo, actually, and this is reported with a number of witnesses, including military officers, he went to West Point or a military base, I forget which, and he performed the manual of arms with a 110, 120-pound soldier.
What is the manual of arms?
Well, it's that rifle drill where you take the rifle, you know, it's on your shoulder, you spin it around, you know, different directions.
He did it with a human being, you said?
Yes, not a large man, but, you know, a private in the military agreed to, you know, yeah, I'll be the rifle. And so Massimo does that.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm impressed with Massimo, but I'm impressed with a guy who could stay rigid like that during, you know, that event.
Well, yeah, for sure. But, you know, on the other hand, if you're doing it in front of all the generals and everything, you'll probably get KP duty, if not court-martialed, if you fall down.
Yeah. I got one I want to throw in here.
Go ahead.
Dr. Robert Goldman.
Yeah.
He's the chairperson for A4M. He's been a big supporter of the show for many years. Gets me into all the A4M events and great guy. He actually has several Guinness Book of World Records feats of strength, if you want to call them. Not lifting heavy weights, but he holds the record to this day for 321 consecutive handstand push-ups.
Wow.
He was a world record holder for 161 consecutive one-arm push-ups, which Jack LaLanne popularized.
Wow.
And also, holds a world record for a 50-yard handstand sprint. running on your hands.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, I know a lot of people break his chops because he runs A4M now, and they're like, oh, you know, the guy is just a doctor, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he really came from physical culture. I mean, he really, really did. He started out there. And I think that's really impressive. I mean, I don't think I could do 321 push-ups, period. Never mind consecutive handstand push-ups.
That's all three of those just absolutely remarkable. Now was he a gymnast when he was younger?
I'm looking at his physique. He had a really good physique back then, but he had a good physique like today you would consider it a beach body. You know what I mean? He wasn't overly muscular,
yeah.
But he had a nice full chest and good strong lats. I mean, look, I'm looking at him. They actually have a two-picture GIF of him doing the one-arm push-up, where he's on the ground and then at the top of the movement. And, you know, it takes a lot of dexterity to do one of those, never mind 161 of them.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, and he's a good guy. Goldman gets a hard time from some people, but I like him. He's a good guy.
Well, that's funny that you had mentioned that, because I was going to ask you if you had any listeners who were in the Guinness Book of World Records. And I guess the answer is yes.
Well, I bet you there's other people out there. I mean, we have some really strong listeners. We have some guys that are world-class athletes that listen to this show that probably could surprise the heck out of us. I'd love to hear from anybody. If you are a power lifter or Olympic lifter or strongman type, I think Sherm Hamm listens to the show. He's a strongman, I believe. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, Sherm, I'm sorry. But if you're one of these guys, I would love for you to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, your top lifts, some of these feats of strength. Are you one of these guys who carries the, you know, a stone 100 yards? I mean, I have a picture of Mike Miller when he was at his heaviest, the 400 pounds plus, when he squatted 1,220 pounds. Was it 1,224? I forget. But anyway, I'm sorry, Mike. I know I get those numbers wrong from time to time. I have a picture of him doing, like, one of these strongman events where he is running across a football field with a small automobile that had handles attached to the back so that you could run with it like a wheelbarrow. So the back wheels are off the ground. The front wheels are on the ground. There's a guy inside of it steering it, and he's running it across a football field. And when Mike first started doing MMA stuff, mm-hmm. I wrote a couple articles for him because I love Mike. Mike is one of the greatest human beings I've ever met. His heart is as big as he is strong. And so I wrote a couple articles for him to try to get him some good PR. And it worked. The article I wrote ended up on SureDog. There was like thousands of responses. And naturally, all the naysayers on SureDog were like, this guy will gas in no time. He's got no cardio. And the only one post I put up there, which then somebody threatened to punch me in the face for the post, by the way, I said, if you don't think it takes cardio to lift the back of an automobile and run it across a football field, you don't know what cardio is. And then some guy said, you know, I'll punch you in your jaw. You know, it right away went to like MMA, I'll punch you in the face. And I was like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm done, you know. But if any of you out there have done these types of feats of strength, I got to believe a guy who listens to this show named Alex Wapretsky, very, 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 very strong individual. I've seen some of the videos he puts up on YouTube. He does consecutive heavy movements with chains and everything like that. I got to believe he's got some monster lifts in him as well. I'd love to hear from you at onair@superhumanradio.com. And Brooks and I will do a show talking about I'll let Brooks choose the guys who he thinks are worthy of talking about, and we'll do a show about the guys who listen to this show. How about that?
Yeah,
one?
That'd be a fun show.
Yeah.
By the way, you're talking with Jim Duggan on Thursday?
Yes, Jim Duggan. Isn't it Duggan? I call
is
him Jim
it Duggan?
Duggan.
Okay.
I mean, I'm from Brooklyn, and I always would pronounce it Duggan, but maybe it is Duggan.
Okay. Well, no. I defer to your expertise, but. he is one strong guy, drug-free powerlifting champ and strongman champ. And, I mean, he is seriously strong. And he does a lot of that strongman stuff for cardio training.
Right. And we're going to be talking, the show that we're doing with Jim on Thursday is actually a show that I'm doing for firefighters, because Jim is also a firefighter. And we're going to be talking about bridging the gap between raw strength and I hate to use the term functional strength, but functional strength for firefighters. We're going to do a show for firefighters next week. These guys are the first responders quite often. And frankly, I got to be honest, I see, just like firefighters and police officers today, I see some guys that are really, 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 really out of shape. I don't want this guy coming through the window to grab me, because I may have to help him down the ladder, kind of guys. And so there's a responsibility for these guys to stay as superhuman as possible. And Jim is one of those superhumans. So we're going to have him on the show Thursday talking about, we're doing a show specifically for firefighters. Brooks, we have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, let's talk about more of these feats of strength. If this sort of stuff interests you, Brooks Cubic is probably the foremost in keeping the flame of physical culture alive. And you can read a lot of his stuff on his blog, the Dinosaur Training blog, by going to his website, Brooks Cubic, and that's KUBIK.com. If you've never been there, take a couple minutes and go. You'll love the stuff that Brooks writes about if you love these types of shows. We'll be right back.
The only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and
from the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to mention something. For those of you who want to see more information about Dr. Robert Goldman, he's got a brand new website I just found out. DrBobGoldman.com. DrBobGoldman.com. You can go there and see some of these feats of strength that I mentioned. And also, apparently he's got some YouTube videos of him actually doing push-ups, pull-ups, some amazing stuff. Go to Dr. Bob Goldman, drbobgoldman.com, and check him out. All right, Brooks, so where do we go next?
Okay, I want to cover two more people that are superhuman, and you've never heard of them.
Okay.
And again, these come from Strength and Health magazine. They come from 1943. First one, you did a show a day or two ago about young athletes.
Yeah, yesterday I did. I had a 16-year-old who has his own podcast on health and fitness and longevity and his own blog. And I have a 10-year-old that has his own workout DVD for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, these amazing human beings at this age, how they get the message so young is what I wanted to know.
Okay, well, November 1943, Strength and Health, letter to the editor from Dr. Theodore Struhl, Medical Corps, U.S. Army. Man's a doctor.
Right.
Army officer, okay? Lives in, works at Queens General Hospital. Family lives in Brooklyn, okay? He's a weightlifter. He's 5'6", weighs 160, well-built, strong guy. At 160, presses 225, snatches 200, clean and jerks 260.
Wow.
Okay?
Very impressive.
Very impressive. They show his photo, good muscular physique. They show his wife. She's 5 foot 4 inches, 115 pounds. They don't give the measurements, but very attractive woman. Then he shows his four-month-old son, Karsten, hanging from a pair of baby-sized trapeze bars. Okay. And he says, my son is 4 months old and can hang in that position on the trapeze bars, or you know, from little handles like swinging trapeze rings, can hang in that position for 2 minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
This feat and others that he can do, such as walk with support, indicate he is far in advance of the average norms for his age. I attribute his ability to specialized training since the age of 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
And whatever happened to this kid?
Well, I Googled him. I found a Karsten Struhl, who's a professor of philosophy in New York City at a university. And maybe that's him. I don't know. I mean, if anybody knows Karsten Struhl, did he turn out to be, you know, the strongest kid of his generation?
I don't
know.
Can
you imagine that? He's been training since 3 weeks old, and that's like Doc Savage.
Now, you know, and you know, the medical orthodoxy and the mainstream media would jump on that and say, you know, this is terrible to do to a kid. And because don't forget that the children are still told not to lift weights. To this day, they say don't lift weights to kids because it'll stunt your growth. It'll do this to you, do that to you. But nobody can prove that. There's never been a scientific study on children doing that. This is just surmised by doctors, you know, doctors who hate muscle to begin with, let's be honest.
Oh, really? You noticed that too?
I mean, I know that kids who work on farms, you know, my Mennonite farmer, has a young son, and he works just as hard as everybody else, and he's muscular and sinewy looking, and I'm betting that he's a real strong kid, and I have a feeling, his name is Myron, I have a feeling he's not going to have stunted growth. I have a feeling he's going to grow just as tall as the rest of his siblings will, but he's just going to be really strong.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And I don't know what kind of specialized training this baby was doing from 3 weeks on. I mean, I assume it was not any kind of weight resistance, but maybe it was.
Body weight. What about body weight resistance? You know, there's a lot can be done with body weight.
Well, yeah, or, you know, just manual resistance, or, you know, I don't know, but his father was a medical doctor, and he did that kind of training program for his son back in 1943. I mean, that, you know, that's just wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. I love that. That's wonderful. What you know, we're coming towards the end of the interview here. Give mm-hmm. me one that's really astonishing. Give me something that will make people go, holy mackerel, you know, this guy was an animal.
Guy named Charles Spooner, private first class in the Air Corps Technical School at Keesler Field, Mississippi, elected by his classmates as most likely to succeed in hand-to-hand combat with the enemy.
Ah, I love that.
Okay, I'll tell you why. He was a professional hand balancer. In 41, he won the Mr. Kansas physique title, Mr. Kansas City physique title. And he had some good lifts, but he was able to do a couple of real interesting gymnastics things. Number one, he could hold a flag on a vertical bar. You know what that is? That's where you're forming a flag with your body.
Okay.
For 45 seconds.
Okay.
He could perform a front lever. That's where you're hanging from the bar and you're completely parallel to the ground for 30 seconds. And have you ever heard, he did 6 one-arm chins with either hand. And have you ever heard of a planche push-up?
No. No, what is that?
Well, that's the push-up, where the air push-up, where your legs are up in the air.
Wait a second. Your legs. Oh, so in other words, you're still horizontal, but your feet are not touching the ground.
Yeah, most people do it at like a 45-degree angle.
Right, or they try to get their hands underneath their hips, if you will, to kind of find the middle of their body.
Yes, exactly. Okay, that's a planche push-up. If you want to try a hard push-up, try to do that. I mean, that's incredibly difficult. This guy was able to do planche push-ups with a 50-pound weight on his back.
Holy mackerel. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, and again, you know what? I've never heard of the man before. That's Charles Spooner. But I'll tell you what, Charles Spooner of Kansas City, Missouri, has got to be a superhuman.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Brooks, we only have a couple minutes. Tell me about the new book. How is it going with the new book?
The new book, Black Iron, the John Davis story,
right.
Is doing great. People are loving it. John Davis, for readers who don't know, was a 2-time Olympic gold medal winner, 6-time world champion, perhaps the greatest Olympic weightlifter of all time. And I've written a very comprehensive, detailed, but very fast-moving, easy-to-read biography, almost 500 pages. I've got 16 pages of photos, including photos that have never before been published, information on his training routine that I got from his 94-year-old training partner. And I'll tell you what, Carl, people are loving this book.
Are we getting a good response from the Superhuman Radio listeners?
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, anybody who listens to Superhuman Radio who goes over to the Dinosaur Training website, you know, send me an email if you order something. Say, Carl sent me. You know, those are magic words. Carl sent me, and I'll be sure to include a little surprise of some sort, a little bonus with anything that you order.
Cool.
Carl sent me the magic words.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, you know what? And a lot of people may think to themselves, well, why do I need to read about this guy? For the same reasons any other discipline in life reads about history, to understand where everything started, understand what these people were like. A lot of these guys were very, very modest, quiet giants, if you will. But yet they did amazing things with their bodies. And it's important to understand this sort of stuff. Brooks, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Carl, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we'll have you back on soon. Hopefully, those of you who are listening who have some feats of strength of your own, I don't care what it is. It could be a 250-pound deadlift at 120-pound body weight or something. If you have any of these lifts, I want to hear from you on air at superhumanradio.com. And Brooks and I will talk about you on an upcoming show. How about that, Brooks?
That sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, listen, Brooks, take care. We'll have you back on soon, okay?
Sounds good, brother.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Jim Marlowe on, the first of 3 shows that I'll be doing with him.
You asked for it. Everybody loved what he had to talk about when we were talking about eating complementary to your metabolism. Well, today we're going to get a little bit deeper into it. We're going to be talking about the different metabolic types and what you need to know about them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to VeryIntensePleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. VeryIntensePleasure.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today. If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. I had Jim Marlowe on the show recently, as I said, to talk about eating in harmony with your metabolism. And I got several emails, even posts on the Superhuman Radio website, thanking me for having him on and asking to have him back because he kind of alluded to some things during the interview that opened up the possibility of future interviews. And I even said during that show, I'm going to have you back on so we can cover some of this stuff. So welcome back to the show, Jim. How you doing?
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for having me on again. I'm doing just fine.
And we talked about doing this show to discuss
the realm of possibilities, if you will, for various metabolisms. There's a lot to this, a lot more than what a lot of one-size-fits-all diets try to approach, correct?
Yes.
So,
in fact, it's amazing to me that there is still so much attention given to one-size-fits-all dietary recommendations, because it just seems obviously true, if you've had enough life experience, that there is no one way of eating that is right for everybody. A food that works really well for one person may cause another person to have trouble, and I think everybody has observed that, has learned that from their own life experience, that what works really well for one person does not work well at all for another person.
Well, okay, when we talk about the full spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism, obviously, even spectrum has intrinsically a certain number, or not necessarily a certain number, but it has increments, if you will, known
yes.
increments, like you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, sometimes indigo. But we know it's not infinite. It is some known value of some sort. Is there a known value for this spectrum of human metabolism, or is it something that no, there is no really known value? We can't zero in on anything.
Well, the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism, as I teach it, is divided into three major sections. There's the part of the spectrum that addresses people who have basically what I call carbotype metabolism, and there's the part of the spectrum that represents people who have mixed-type metabolism, and then there's this part of the spectrum that represents people who have protein-type metabolism. So there's basically three kinds of metabolism that are part of the spectrum, that make up the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. Now, there's only three basic types of metabolism, but there's virtually an infinite number of potential variations.
I was just going to say, I have to believe that you may be one type maybe during one part of your life and a different type during another part of your life, or I think you pointed out seasonally that can change, right?
Well, our nutritional needs are dynamic to some degree. Some people have nutritional needs that are more dynamic than others. But what you just mentioned there, Carl, has more to do with the fact that your metabolism can change. It may never change, but it can change. And it can change in subtle ways. It can change in very significant ways. But for carbotypes, mixed types, and protein types, the three basic general types of metabolism, not all protein types are the same. Not all carbotypes are the same. Not all mixed types are the same. But they will have much more in common than they have differences. The differences are in the fine-tuning details of what specific foods work best for them. For instance, for protein types, many of the protein type people that I work with, they do best with good quality red meat from healthy animals as a primary source of protein. I'm talking about grass-fed beef or bison or lamb or venison. But for other protein types, their best source of protein can be poultry, the dark meat of poultry, chicken or turkey or duck. For other protein types, fish, dark oily cold water fish like salmon or sardines, or seafood items such as shrimp and lobster and oysters and crab and clam. That may work best for them. So that's what I mean by the differences in the details.
Gotcha. Now, can we focus? We want to do this as a three-part series. Is mm-hmm. it fair to say that today we can kind of address the carbotype metabolism, or do you have to address all of them simultaneously in order to
no.
give yourself something to point to?
Well, either way would work. I can make it work focusing primarily on people with carbotype metabolism and what a carbotype appropriate meal plan would look like, but I wanted to get back to addressing the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism and explain to people that all of the different diets on the market that promote a one-size-fits-all dietary strategy are basically addressing what's generally right for one of the three
right.
basic types of metabolism.
And so instead of them customizing the diet to fit the person, they are creating a diet to be a net to catch the people that respond to it.
that's a good way to put it, Carl.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's what we have to do. We have to take a quick commercial break, okay? When we come back, I want to get into this in depth. So we're going to start out by talking about carbo-type metabolism. And also, I want to plug, I know you don't have a website at this point in time, but you do have a way that people can reach out to you if they want some advice, some counseling, or some help.
Yeah.
How do they reach you?
Well, just give me a call at 773-506-7247. I prefer to speak to people directly rather than communicating through email.
Yeah, I know. A lot more can be accomplished in a phone call than passing six or seven emails back and forth quite often. You're right.
Well, I'm a very slow typer, so I just would rather talk to people.
There you go. There you go. All right, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Jim Marlowe. We're going to be talking about carbo-type metabolisms. Are you one of them? We'll find out in a minute.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com. Today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Jim Marlowe this hour. We're going to be talking about carbo types. Are you one? How do you know? You ever want to reach out to Jim? You reach him by telephone. The phone number is 773-506-7247. Okay. Is there a litmus test, first of all, Jim, to even determine whether a person is a carbo type, mixed type, or protein type?
Well, there are no objective laboratory tests that can definitively identify what type of metabolism someone is in, but there are a number of questions that are very valuable in helping to identify what's going on with someone's metabolism. Identifying what type of metabolism you're in is really not a difficult process. It's the big thing is to even be aware of this, that there is a spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism. And just to touch on that and review some of what we talked about in our first interview together.
Yes.
Metabolism is all about how your body produces energy and how your body utilizes that energy. And energy, of course, is the key to life. It's the key to health. And every cell in the body needs to produce sufficient amounts of energy in order to function properly, whether it's a brain cell, a nerve cell, a muscle cell, an immune cell. And the energy I'm talking about comes from your metabolism of protein, fats, and carbohydrates. And whether you're in protein mixed or carbotype metabolism, that's determined by how your genetics are going to respond and interact with the protein, fats, and carbohydrates that you're eating from your food. And the quality and quantity of protein, fats, and carbohydrates will definitely affect your metabolism and either cause a balancing effect of metabolic activity or an imbalancing effect based on your genetic strengths and weaknesses for metabolizing protein, fats, and carbohydrates. Some people are really efficient at metabolizing their carbohydrates, and some people are very inefficient at metabolizing their carbohydrates. Same thing is true for protein and fat metabolism. And that basically determines most of all whether someone is in protein, fat, or carbohydrate metabolism. It has to do with their capacity to metabolize protein, fats, and carbohydrates.
Okay, so what happens to me if I am not a carb type person and I'm eating a lot of carbs? What if my body doesn't metabolize carbs properly? What will be the indications?
Well, you could begin to lose energy and gain weight,
mm-hmm.
and feel dissatisfied with what you're eating, or I should say not completely satisfied with what you're eating. When you're not nourishing yourself the way your body truly needs to be nourished, your body is definitely going to let you know in a number of ways. Basically, you're not likely to feel satisfied with what you're eating. You're very likely to have cravings, especially for the universal quick fix food, which is sugar or refined carbohydrates. And your energy, mood, and mental clarity are not likely to be consistently good, and maybe not good at all. So your body will always tell you through either physical, emotional, or psychological symptoms whether or not you really are nourishing yourself the way you truly need to be nourished, which is the same as eating in harmony with your metabolism.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. All right, so if I am a carb-type person, that means that I can consume reasonable amounts of carbohydrates. And when we talk about carbohydrates, we're not talking about junk. We're not talking about white bread. We're talking about complex carbs, you know, potato.
Well, when I talk about carbohydrates in my sessions with people, I'm talking primarily about vegetables, in particular above ground vegetables, but also below ground vegetables. The major difference there is above ground vegetables are typically lower in carbohydrates. There are exceptions to that. And below ground vegetables are higher in carbohydrates. There are some exceptions to that as well. But when I'm talking about carbohydrates, I'm talking about vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds and grains and legumes. And, of course, there's some carbohydrate value. There's at least a trace amount of carbohydrate value in all animal foods. But all plant foods, of course, do contain carbohydrates. And most plant foods are primarily made up of carbohydrates. But Yes, I'm only ever referring to what I simply like to call real foods when I'm talking about carbohydrates or protein or fat for that matter.
Okay. So well, you said grains, but you're not talking about bread, white bread or something like that.
No, not at all.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not a fan of bread at all. I think the best way to eat grains, if you are going to eat grains, is to freshly cook them up. And sometimes it's best to soak them and sprout them first, but not always.
Sprouted. And you know what the funny thing about sprouted grains? It's no longer a grain. It's a plant when you're eating sprouted grains. The grain is a seed. And eating a seed is very different than eating the plant that grows from the seed.
Well, soaking grains to the point of sprouting them first does have value for some people. It makes it easier for them to digest that grain. Grains are really high carbohydrate seeds as opposed to high fat seeds. High fat seeds
like
are
nuts.
Like pumpkin seeds,
right.
Sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds. Nuts are basically high fat seeds as well.
Right.
Grains are high carbohydrate seeds, and I'm personally not a fan of grains. I don't eat any grains myself, and I have learned over my years of doing nutrition and health counseling that grains typically seem to be the biggest troublemaking food group for the majority of people that I work with, but not for everybody. Grains
right.
can be a nice complementary food for some people. I don't ever recommend it as a primary food. For instance, I don't find any value in the USDA food pyramid guidelines of eating 6 to 10 servings of grains a day.
Yeah. I
think anybody who does well on that much grains is an alien.
I like that. That's good. All right, so now we've established what type of carbohydrates we're talking about. If someone is a person who thrives on a high carb intake, a carb metabolism, does that mean that they must eat more carbs than the proteins and fats in their diet?
Yes. Yeah, they have a need. They have a metabolic need to eat most of their calories from carbohydrates. That's why people in carbo-type metabolism are called carbotypes. I mean, they have a metabolic need to get most of their calories from carbohydrates in order to move toward and achieve what I call metabolic balance. Metabolic balance is when your body is producing energy as efficiently as it can. I mentioned energy a few moments ago. The energy issue is not just the quantity of energy issue, you know, how much energy do you have. It's also a quality issue. When you're eating in harmony with your metabolism and you're moving toward and eventually you achieve metabolic balance. When you're in metabolic balance, your body is producing energy as efficiently as it can. And when you're producing energy as efficiently as you can, you're minimizing the amount of metabolic waste that is being
right.
produced. On the microscopic level, you're minimizing free radical production.
I was just going to say, you're also minimizing the wear and tear on your body.
You're also minimizing the amount of the more macromolecular metabolic waste products like lactic acid and urea nitrogen and uric acid. You know, those are all metabolic waste products that come from different aspects of metabolism. But when your body is producing energy more efficiently, you're generating less of your own metabolic waste. Now, to be alive means that you're going to be generating your own metabolic waste. It's a natural byproduct of energy production. But when your body is producing energy more and more efficiently, you're generating less of your own metabolic waste. And this takes a lot of takes a lot of the workload of eliminating waste off of your liver and your kidneys, especially.
Right.
But you know, just like a gas guzzling engine.
I was just thinking
that
of
gets
this. Yeah.
5 or 6 miles to a gallon. A gas guzzling engine produces energy from gasoline very inefficiently, and when you produce energy inefficiently, you always generate more waste. In an engine, you generate more environmental pollution. in a living organism, when energy is being produced inefficiently, you generate more metabolic pollution, more metabolic waste. And over the course of our lives, this does have a wear and tear effect on the body. So,
right.
So eating more in harmony with your metabolism helps you to produce more energy more efficiently.
So when you get somebody who is a carbotype and they have been eating incorrectly, they've been avoiding those carbohydrates because they're eating a high protein, high fat diet because someone told them that that's the way they should eat.
Yeah.
They come in, they're clearly more sluggish. They
sometimes depressed, sometimes really seriously depressed because they bought into the value of a low carb diet and it doesn't work for them at all, but they're forcing it on themselves because some authority figure that they trust is telling them this is what they need to do.
Right.
I've seen this.
And
I've
how long
this
when you shift their nutritional intake and you have them now eating more healthy carbohydrate sources, how long does it take and what is it that they notice?
A day or two, they feel better.
Really? A day or two?
Oh, yeah. If they follow the specific nutrition plan recommendations that I give to people with carbotype metabolism, they can feel better the first carbotype appropriate meal they eat. And how they feel better is they feel more alert. Their physical energy, their mental energy is better, can have a positive effect on the mood, especially if they were feeling depressed. They will feel better pretty quickly. They feel lighter in their digestive system. A carbotype who is eating a low-carb diet and getting most of their calories from protein and fat will often feel a heaviness in their digestive system. The body always has its ways of getting your attention that you're not doing something that is in harmony with your body. And a lot of people, unfortunately, they ignore the subtle signals that the body will give them that what they're doing is not right for them. And then the body will just kind of increase the signals and, you know, intensify the message that, wait a second, this is not right. But, you know, there's a lot of people, Carl, that eat what I call head trip foods. Same thing with supplements. A lot of people take what I call head trip supplements. And what I mean by that is they're eating foods or they're following a particular diet or they're taking particular supplements because they have the belief that this is really good for them. And sometimes it is. But sometimes it isn't.
Yeah.
But the belief sometimes can be so strong
it's placebo.
Is good for them that it'll override the signals they're getting from their body that, no, this is not right for you.
So how do you I'm being told we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you, how do you clear your mental palate so that you can be aware of what your body's really telling you and you're not being influenced by your pre-beliefs, your prejudging. We're talking with Jim Marlowe about the full spectrum of metabolism. Right now we're discussing the carbohydrate type metabolism. You can actually reach Jim if you want to ask him for help with your own nutritional strategies by calling him at 773-506-7247. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of
of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a 2-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I've been accused by Brandon. I hope I say your last name right, Brandon. I'm not trying to butcher it. It looks like it's Haverdian. That I don't pronounce the H in human, and that's probably because I took linguistics from the same guy who taught Joe Pesci how to pronounce his lines in the movie My Cousin Vinny. But anyway, I'll try better to pronounce the H in human in the future. The problem is I talk too fast, Jim, and I just roll right over some of these phonetical issues, you know? So.
Well, I think you have the intention to just get out as much information as you possibly can.
I do. You're right. My mother said that when I was a little child, I took one deep breath and I haven't stopped talking since. Anyway, okay, so getting back at it, I was posing the question. Now I forgot my question because I was so busy paying attention to the H in human.
Well, you were asking... what can you do to kind of clean your mental palate?
Yes. So how do you not be influenced? How do you have a deeper awareness of what your body's telling you, and not pay attention to the peripheral stuff?
Well, it needs to be a practice of learning to listen to your body, and ultimately everything comes down to consciousness and practice. You know, to be aware of your own enthusiasms, bias, or prejudices, to appreciate that you might not be completely honest with yourself at times about the value of a particular food or supplement or diet that you're following, especially if you have a very strong belief that, yes, this is what I should be doing. But I teach people the importance of learning to listen to your body, and your body will always tell you one way or another what is right or what is not right for you if you pay attention. And I have a specific tool that I've developed that is called Learning to Listen to Your Body. And it's just an awareness tool that I ask people to fill out before their lunch, before their dinner, and before their bedtime. And it's an assessment where you assess your previous meal. Before lunch, you assess your breakfast. Before dinner, you assess your lunch. And before bedtime, you assess your dinner. And that's a very effective tool and a simple tool to use to just help people become more aware about whether or not what they're eating, what they're taking in the way of supplements really is right for them or not.
Do you ever have to go to like an elimination diet with somebody to get them? Because let's face it, most of us combine our foods. And so it's very, very hard for us to point the finger at of whether or not it's this or that. Do you ever have to start out with an elimination diet approach?
Well, sure. My elimination approach is to, first of all, eliminate all junk, especially all blatant junk. It's as simple as this sounds, it's a huge accomplishment in America to get to the point where you're no longer hurting yourself, if only in subtle ways, with something you're eating and drinking every day. Almost everybody does.
Right.
You know, almost everybody is consuming sugar in some form, or caffeine, or alcohol, or they're unknowingly consuming trans fats. They don't know that it's in the crust of the pizza that they're eating,
right,
and they're metabolically poisoning
themselves with trans fats. Food product labeling is mysterious in and of itself. You can have something that says it has zero trans fats, but it's zero trans fat per serving.
Yeah.
When you have four or five servings altogether, all of a sudden you have more trans fats than you thought you did.
Well, Carl, my teaching is if you're reading a lot of labels, you're not eating the right food.
Yeah,
in the first
I like
place.
That. Yeah.
The best food that you can find in any store or at this time of the year, especially at farmers markets or anywhere, is food that doesn't come with a label of a listing, you know, various ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I've worked with people over the years, especially in an initial conversation with them. They'll tell me how they've been reading about nutrition and they really want to eat healthier, and they'll brag to me about how they've been so good about reading their labels. And it's like, I don't want to burst their bubble, but my teaching is if you're reading a lot of labels, you're not eating the best food that is going to help to build your health.
Elisa pointed out the other day that she no longer, and hasn't for a long time, clips coupons for food products. She only ever clips coupons for cleaning supplies and toiletries because she does no shopping at the grocery stores at all anymore. Everything comes from either the garden, the farmer's market, one or two farmer's markets, and or local farms that we do business
well,
with. And that's
you give
it.
Her my compliments because that's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so if somebody is in fact a carbo type and they are not eating enough carbs, they are not going to feel well. They should start to integrate these carbohydrates that we discussed back into their diet to a greater degree, and slowly pay attention to how their body reacts, how they feel. And so on and so forth. Is it just that simple?
Well, a little bit more involved than that. But, you know, if you would allow me to get back to the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism for a moment.
Sure.
You know, as I was saying before, all of the diets that are on the market that have some degree of popularity, all of them that promote a one-size-fits-all dietary strategy, they basically can be classified into three groups: those that are addressing what's generally right for carbo types, those that are addressing what is generally right for mixed types, and those that are addressing what is generally right for protein types. The diets that are addressing what's generally right for the protein types in the population are the low-carb diets, like the Atkins diet or the protein power diet, where you actually get most of your calories from protein and fat, and you get maybe no more than 20% of your calories from carbohydrates. You know, a macronutrient ratio that would be appropriate for a protein type would actually be about 40% of their calories from protein, 50% of their calories from fat, and about 10% of their calories from carbohydrates, just as one possibility. It can vary, but that's a protein type appropriate macronutrient ratio of protein, fats, and carbohydrates.
Okay.
Now, the diets on the market that are addressing what's generally right for carbo types are the low-fat or lower-fat diets where you're actually getting most of your calories from carbohydrates with a moderate to low amount of protein. Basically, any vegan vegetarian diet that's on the market, especially the low-fat vegan vegetarian diets as promoted by Dr. Dean Ornish and Dr. John McDougall and Neil Bernard, those guys are all advocates for low-fat vegan vegetarian diets. And,
right.
And that way of eating has value for some people, for strong carbotypes.
Right.
But only for strong carbotypes. But any type of vegetarian diet that is focused on low-fat or lower-fat meals is addressing what's generally right for the carbotypes in the population. And then the mixed types are in the middle. The two most well-known diets that address what's generally right for mixed types are the Zone by Barry Sears. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with the Zone, Carl.
Yeah.
You know, the Zone is all about getting 40% of your calories from carbs, 30% from protein, 30% from fat. So it's a mixed type that actually is more appropriate for a mixed type leaning toward a carbotype. But that's a relatively balanced macronutrient ratio, 40-30-30, compared to what's really right for most protein types, as I mentioned, just as an
example.
You know, protein types typically will do well if they only consume about 10% of their calories from carbohydrates, 40% from protein, 50% from fat, just as one example. And carbotypes are going to need somewhere between 50-70% of their calories from carbs. Let's say just as a starting point, specific numbers, carbotype macronutrient ratio would be 60% carbohydrates, 20% protein, 20% fat.
Why are there no fat type diets?
Well, protein types are really fat types. They really should be called protein and fat types, but
right.
You know, the word fat has negative connotations.
I know.
So we just kind of leave that out.
I know, it's sad. And just like the word muscle has negative connotations. You never hear a doctor. We talked, Elisa and I did a show not too long ago, and she talked about the Mayo Clinic, I believe it was, finally recognizes what a skinny fat person is. But they said everything but never mentioned the words lean body mass or muscle in the article that they wrote. And it's astonishing to me when we talk about metabolism, you can't ignore muscle mass. And yet the medical orthodoxy acts like muscle plays no role in metabolism at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite shocking to me.
Well, yeah, the bigger and more denser muscles get, typically, the more you're going to need to eat, to maintain, the structure and function of those muscles, whether you're a carbotype, mixed type, or a protein type.
Right.
And by the way, I don't like the terms carbotype, mixed type, and protein type. I use them just for practical reasons. They serve a useful purpose. But as I said in the first interview, I find that actually, to be more accurate about it, people are not really pure types. People typically will have metabolic tendencies where, you know, to be more accurate about it, you know, it's like people are metabolically more like they have protein-type tendencies or protein tendencies or carbo-type tendencies, mixed-type tendencies. But as we were saying a little while ago, metabolism can change. Sometimes it only changes in subtle ways, but sometimes it can change in significant ways. But getting back to people with carbotype metabolism, what you need to really identify where your metabolism is on the spectrum of possibilities is you need a reference point. And basically, any type of diet can work as a reference point for whether or not you are eating in harmony with your metabolism or whether you need to make some subtle changes or some major changes.
Right.
But if someone leans toward eating vegetarian-type meals, especially low-fat vegetarian-type meals, and they do really well with that. If they feel satisfied with those type of meals and they don't have cravings and their energy and their mood and their mental clarity are good, and it has a healthy effect on their weight, then they're almost certainly in carbo-type metabolism. So if someone is following a low-carb diet, as we were saying before, and getting most of their calories from protein and fat, but they are not doing well, if they're losing energy and gaining weight and not feeling good, very likely they are not in protein-type metabolism. And so the strategy should be to gradually increase carbohydrate intake and decrease protein and fat intake until they start feeling more satisfied and feeling better energy, mood, mental clarity, and just an improved sense of well-being.
Okay. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, my question to you is this. Can someone change their desired metabolism? We said that it does change from time to time, subtly, however. Is there a way to shift your own metabolism? We're talking with Jim Marlowe. Today we've been talking about carbohydrate types. We're talking about the spectrum of human metabolism. If you like what Jim is saying and you think he can help you, you can reach out to him by calling 773-506-7247. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
And it goes a little stuff like this.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AgeForce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Jim Marlowe. We're talking about metabolic types, for lack of better terms. What he likes to call it is the full spectrum of human metabolism, which really is more appropriate because we're all unique. While there are some similarities in the things that we're talking about, people have to find this themselves. Jim, is there a way to shift your metabolism? Is something I can do? Let's say for some reason I don't want to be a carbo type. Can I shift it?
Good luck. No, you can influence the efficiency at which your metabolism is working, but if genetically you have carbotype genes or you have these tendencies to get most of your calories from carbohydrates and your body does not do very well with more than a relatively small or moderate amount of protein or fat intake. No, that's something that you can't change at will as far as I know. I mean, maybe it's possible to, through conscious intention, to change your metabolism. I don't think that's likely. You know, it's like, you know, trying to change the color of your eyes or trying to change the specific anatomical characteristics of your face. There is a genetic influence. Now, we're not at the mercy of our genes completely. I mean, expression is a very real issue, and the biggest influence on gene expression, that is, turning genes on and turning genes off, is what we're eating and drinking every day. But, you know, our metabolism is influenced by the dynamic interaction of our genetic strengths and weaknesses with what we're eating and drinking.
Are acute responses to food any indication of whether we're carbotypes? Or my good friends over at Life Extension Foundation have a wonderful food allergy test now.
Well, the type of acute responses that I have in mind is, you know, how does a particular food affect your energy? How does it affect your mood? For instance, someone with carbotype metabolism will almost always feel good drinking a glass of freshly squeezed organic orange juice, or the most powerful food medicine that I know of to recommend to a carbotype is drinking fresh organic vegetable juice, you know, making a juice with some leafy greens like some lettuce and some parsley and some cucumber and the whole beet with the stems and leaves and a little bit of carrot. That will feel great.
But what about an acute response? Like what about certain people, they'll eat a food and within minutes or even shortly thereafter, they get a stuffy nose and they go, gee, every time I eat this food, this happens to me. My allergies bother me.
Food allergies, intolerances, or sensitivities are a different issue. If you're eating or drinking something that is really in harmony with your metabolism and you don't have any allergy, intolerance, or sensitivity things going on, it will have a really noticeable positive effect on you. It'll have a nourishing effect as opposed to a stimulating effect. I think that's something that people need to be aware of, is the difference between a nourishing effect and a stimulating effect. There's a possibility that you can be consuming something that gives you a quick fix, because it's having more of a stimulating effect on you.
Gotcha.
Rather than a nourishing effect. But if you are in carbo-type metabolism, drinking a fresh organic vegetable juice or even just freshly squeezed organic orange juice, I mean, that common nutritional practice is most valuable for people with carbo-type metabolism. You know, how a food affects your energy is a very reliable way to identify whether you're in protein mixed or carbo-type metabolism. Carbo-types do not do well with red meat. It doesn't feel right to them. They may enjoy the taste, but it's going to feel heavy to them, digestively speaking. And I've known a number of carbo-types over the years who, when they indulge their taste buds with a steak at a restaurant, they found themselves falling asleep as they were eating the steak, or they felt really sleepy right after the meal. So I'd like to share some more carbo-type characteristics with you if you're interested.
Yeah, please. We only have a few minutes left, but okay. Let's go for it.
Well, this is not written in stone, and there are always exceptions to these characteristics, but this is actually a starting point way for people to identify whether they are in carbo-type metabolism. People who are truly in carbo-type metabolism typically have a casual relationship with food. That is, they don't think about food very much. They don't live to eat. They more eat to live. And it's not unusual for a carbotype who gets real busy doing something that they're into, they actually may forget to eat.
Right.
And that's okay, because skipping a meal is usually not a big deal for a carbotype. In fact, carbotypes are the people that can actually do well and get some therapeutic value from the practice of fasting,
right,
and intentionally not eating solid food for extended periods of time. Carbotypes also, they love vegetables, fruits, and salads, and they don't have to fake it. And what I mean by that is just about everybody I work with has taken on the belief that they're supposed to love vegetables and fruits and salads. So they'll say that, and some people are kind of faking it, but carbotypes don't have to fake it. They really do look forward to and enjoy eating vegetables and salads, and if I can get them into juicing, boy, that almost always feels good to them. After working with hundreds of carbotypes over the years, I can only remember a couple that didn't do well with juicing, which supports, you know, the understanding that there is no nutritional practice that is universally beneficial for everyone. But carbotypes typically will get their healthiest energy boost from drinking fresh organic vegetable juice or fruit juice, like freshly squeezed organic orange juice. They typically have little or no interest in red meat, pork, or butter. It just feels too heavy to them.
I eat raw unpasteurized butter out of the tub. I love it.
That's a protein type.
I suspect that I'm a protein fat, but I have to tell you, I do like vegetables, but I can live without them. I don't miss vegetables if I don't eat them.
Yeah, well, that's a protein type characteristic as well. Protein types typically have a take it or leave it attitude about vegetables, and
right,
they often feel totally indifferent about vegetables. You know, when a protein type is hungry, they don't think about eating a salad or steamed vegetables or having some beans or lentils or peas. A protein type is going to think about meat in some form.
One of my favorite meals is a pound of grass-fed ground beef,
mm-hmm,
grilled lightly, and an avocado.
Now,
I love
why are you heat damaging it first?
Well, I grill it lightly. You're right.
Okay.
Because the people that I'm around are repulsed by raw food eating. I'm a closet raw food eater.
I
eat a lot of raw eggs and raw milk and raw butter.
Okay, my compliment.
Yeah, yeah. But I do lightly grill it. I just so it's brown on the outside, but it's definitely raw on the inside.
Well, one last characteristic about carbotypes. If a carbotype is overweight and they have as a primary intention to lose any excess weight that they're carrying, they're going to need to reduce the amount of fat that they have been eating. And as I said before, a low fat or at least a lower fat diet will help really all carbotypes to lose weight and gain energy and improve their overall health. As I said, Dean Ornish and John McDougall and Neil Bernard, those guys with their low-fat vegan vegetarian diets, they're basically they're addressing what's generally right for the carbotypes in the population, especially the strong carbotypes, because actually most carbotypes that I've worked with over the years, they all do better with at least a small amount of animal protein and animal fat in their meal plan.
Right.
And I personally don't ever recommend total vegan vegetarian eating to anybody. I just think that's an extreme
it's just one of these other, you know, one type fits all type approaches, and we're not that way.
I think eating vegan vegetarian has value for some people in the short run, but doing it long term I think is a mistake. You know, we come into this world needing one food, and it's an animal food. It's the milk from our mother's breast.
Right.
And you asked before, you know, why are there no fat types? Well, the fact of the matter is we actually come into this world as fat types, because when you look at the nutritional value of breast milk, I mean, breast milk is mostly fat calories, and most of the fat is saturated fat. So, you know, the nutritional value of breast milk is about 50 to 55% fat calories,
right,
and about 35 to 40% carbohydrate calories, and you know, less than 10% protein. And so we do come into this world as fat types, but and I think for many people who eventually may be called protein types, they could also be called more fat types, or as you mentioned,
I love fat. I drink a whole quart of raw cream. It's basically 197 grams of fat, I believe. It's only about 6, 12, 18, 24 grams of protein. I mean, I just love that.
Is your cream milky or is it real thick?
Oh, no, it's real thick. It's creamy. It's cream.
Is it like buttercream? If you
yes,
open the container and pour it and turn it upside down, does it come out?
It pours out, but it's okay. Fluffy. It's almost fluffy. Okay. It's so thick. I would classify it as someplace between a table cream and whipping cream.
The raw dairy that I get most of my raw milk and raw cream, raw butter, and other raw dairy products from, I mentioned this in the last program, you can contact Max at loveforfreedom1@gmail.com. That's L-O-V-E, the number 4, freedom, and then the number 1@gmail.com. The cream I get from Max is so thick, you open up the jar, it's in glass jars, 16-ounce glass jars, turn it upside down, it doesn't come out. It's like ice cream.
Wow.
It is so fantastic.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, you should contact Max yourself, Carl, and see if he'll send some of his raw cream to you.
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
It's worth trying at least once.
May
not be practical to do it on a regular basis, but I think... I've had raw dairy products from many different sources all over the country, and the highest quality raw dairy products I've ever had are from loveforfreedom1@gmail.com.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out for sure. Hey, Jim, let's give your phone number again. It's 773-506-7247 if you want to reach out. And we're going to have you back on next week to do installment number 2. Should we go to protein types and do the mixed type last, or should we go to the mixed type? Yeah, I think that makes sense.
No, that's a good idea. Let's do protein types next.
Okay, so we're going to do protein types next. If you have questions that you want me to ask Jim during the protein type show, please email them to me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Hey, Jim, thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Carl.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Don't forget to check out Brooks Kubik's website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. See you tomorrow.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.